Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a really big challenge for businesses everywhere. It's about building a workforce that can, you know, actually keep up with the incredible pace of change we're seeing.
Absolutely. We're talking constant evolution, those persistent skills gaps everyone feels, big digital transformation projects.
Right. And the regulatory pressures just keep mounting, don't they?
They really do.
Yeah.
And all these forces mean companies, well, they have to rethink how they hire. The old ways often just don't cut it anymore.
So our mission today in this deep dive is really to give you a kind of strategic map. We want to help you understand and use three key flexible workforce strategies. That's Project RPO, Statement of Work, or SOW and Managed Service Provider, MSP.
Right.
The idea is for you, our listener, to really get the nuances, see where each one fits best, and figure out which approach or maybe even combination is right for your business, you know, to build that future-ready workforce.
And it doesn't matter if you're in legal, life sciences, tech, utilities, renewables, HR.
Or business transformation. Yeah, these insights are pretty universal, tailored for those contexts.
Exactly. And this whole discussion pulls key insights from the research piece, Workforce Solutions, RPO, SOW, and MSP Explained.
So think of this as like a shortcut. Get up to speed fast on these critical tools.
And hopefully avoid some common mistakes along the way. Those can be costly time, money, even trust.
Okay, great. Let's dive into that map then. First up, Project RPO. We're calling it the Agile Hiring Sprint.
Good name.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is, really. It's designed for those shorter term, maybe high volume or very project specific hiring bursts.
So it's different from, say, Enterprise RPO.
Totally different. Enterprise RPO is when you outsource your entire recruitment function long term. Project RPO is much more focused. It's time bound. Think critical initiatives that need speed and agility.
Okay, so where does it really shine? What kind of situations?
Well, think about expanding into a new service line quickly, or maybe handling a big project driven by new regulations. Those always have tight deadlines.
Yep.
Launching a new product, maybe a clinical trial in life sciences, where getting the right people fast is crucial. Even entering a new geographical market, staffing up before you have a full HR team on the ground.
Right, speed and specificity. Can you give us a concrete example? Bring it to life a bit.
Sure. Let's take a biotech company. They had this urgent public health mission, a vaccine trial across multiple cities.
Okay.
And they needed, get this, 50 clinical research associates fast, like in 6 weeks.
Wow, that's intense.
It really was. And it wasn't just about numbers. These were specialized roles, needed quick deployment, and everything had to be, you know, regulatorily compliant.
Of course.
So Project RPO came in. A dedicated team just hammered the sourcing, the interviewing, the onboarding, getting those qualified specialists in place within the deadline.
And meeting all the regulatory checks.
Exactly. I think the big takeaway, the aha moment for businesses, is that Project RPO isn't just fast. It delivers niche talent precisely when the stakes are super high.
Okay, so Project RPO gives you that focused burst capacity. Agile sprints, got it. But what if speed isn't the only thing? What if it's really about delivering a specific result, an outcome?
Ah, right. That's where the focus shifts. And that leads us nicely into our second strategy, Statement of Work, or SOW.
SOW. This one feels different. You called it outcome-based.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
The key thing with SOW is that the responsibility for actually delivering the project, the time, the cost, the quality, it's all defined right there in the contract.
Because it's not just about providing people like traditional staffing.
Not at all. That's the crucial difference. SOW engagements are about achieving agreed upon deliverables, specific results. It's not just about supplying talent or filling seats.
That feels like a big mental shift for some organizations, moving from counting heads to focusing purely on the result.
It is a fundamental shift. And SOW really works best when you need expert teams who are accountable for a clearly defined deliverable.
Like what kind of projects?
Think complex digital transformations, critical regulatory compliance work, maybe legal reviews across borders, big infrastructure upgrades like in utilities, or large-scale construction and commissioning, maybe in renewable energy.
That point about shifting focus to results, it sounds powerful, but what's the biggest challenge for companies used to thinking in headcount terms? Is it just getting the contract right, or is there more to it?
Oh, it's definitely more. It often requires a real cultural shift internally. The biggest hurdle can be that old mindset where success is measured by how many people are on the team, not by actual progress against milestones.
I can see that.
For an SOW to work properly, the client-side stakeholders, they need to define those outcomes really clearly. And this is hard sometimes, resist the urge to micromanage how the SOW provider achieves it.
Right. Trust the process and the defined outcome.
Exactly. And doing that often forces better cross-department collaboration and accountability internally, things that traditional staffing models might not surface. You sometimes uncover hidden inefficiencies in how projects were managed before.
Interesting. Can you give us some examples of SOW in action?
Yeah, let's look at utilities. A provider used an SOW for a big smart meter rollout. The SOW partner managed everything, procurement, delivery, field engineering.
Yeah.
The focus was hitting installation milestones, controlling costs, all tracked through transparent reporting. The goal was functioning meters, not just hiring numbers.
Makes sense. Any others?
How about legal? A global law firm needed GDPR compliance reviews done across several countries.
Ah, GDPR, always complex.
Right. So an SOW engagement brought in a multilingual legal team. They handled the audits, the training, the reporting across the UK, France, Germany. The deliverable wasn't X number of lawyers. It was demonstrable GDPR compliance in those specific regions.
That really highlights the difference focusing on the what, not just the who. Okay, so we've got Project RPO for speed and SOW for outcomes. What about managing the whole, often sprawling world of contractors and temporary staff?
Right, that's where our third strategy comes in. The Managed Service Provider, or MSP. Think of the MSP as the master orchestrator, the central command for your entire contingent workforce.
Contingent workforce meaning temps, contractors, agency staff.
Exactly. All of them.
Yeah.
And MSP provides that end-to-end management. The beauty of it is you get a single point of contact. They handle supplier governance, compliance, workforce analytics.
Ah, the analytics part is key. Visibility.
Huge. It gives you vital visibility and control over a part of the workforce that can often be quite complex, quite distributed, sometimes even a bit hidden.
So the MSP brings order to that potential chaos.
That's a great way to put it. It brings order and predictability. Mm-hmm. It's especially good when you've got complex contractor populations across different departments or functions.
And when cost control and risk mitigation are really high priorities.
Definitely. And particularly for multi-region or cross-border hiring, where navigating different labor laws and compliance rules gets tricky.
Okay, let's make that concrete too. Any examples of MSPs making a big difference?
Sure. Take a multinational sales company. They were operating in Australia, Singapore, Hong Kong, lots of different agencies, potential risks around worker classification.
Yeah, that off-payroll risk can be significant.
It really can. So they implemented an MSP. It standardized how they use agencies, drastically reduced that off-payroll risk, and centralized all their contingent worker data.
And the result?
Big cost savings. Plus, much better performance from their suppliers because everything was clear, managed, and measured.
Okay, one more. Maybe a different sector.
How about renewables? A wind farm operator with sites across the U.S., managing contingent workers safely and compliantly across different states can be a headache.
Different regulations, safety protocol.
Exactly. They deployed an MSP to manage all contingent staff across all sites. That meant consistent legal compliance, standardized onboarding, which is crucial for safety, and streamlined safety training, no matter which state the site was in.
So unifying those disparate operations under one compliant umbrella?
Precisely. It brings that much-needed order and control to complex, often high-risk, distributed workforces.
Okay, this is really helpful. We've covered Project RPO for speed, SOW for outcomes, and MSP for overall control and compliance of the contingent workforce. So for you, the listener, how do you actually choose which one fits?
It really boils down to diagnosing your specific need, the core problem you're trying to solve.
So maybe a quick mental checklist.
Yeah, we could frame it like this. Do you need rapid project-based hiring for a very specific time-bound initiative?
If yes.
Then you're probably looking at Project RPO.
Okay. What if deliverables, getting specialist expertise, and hitting clear project timelines are the absolute top priorities, where the outcome is king?
Then SOW is likely your best bet.
Got it. And if the main challenge is getting long-term control over a complex contractor workforce, managing compliance, costs, and risks effectively?
That sounds like a classic case for an MSP.
Makes sense. But even if you pick the right strategy, things can still go wrong, right? Are there common mistakes people make?
Oh, absolutely. Choosing the right model is step one, but execution matters. Missteps can cost you.
Like what? What are the big pitfalls to avoid?
Well, one we see a lot is misclassifying basic staffing as SOW.
Ah, trying to use the SOW label just to get headcount without focusing on the outcome.
Exactly. Remember, a true SOW must be outcome-based. If you just use it to bring in bodies without defined deliverables and supplier accountability, you open yourself up to huge compliance risks.
Like worker misclassification.
That's the big one. Potential back pay claims, tax issues, serious legal trouble. It's not just inefficient project-wise, it's legally risky.
Okay, that's a critical warning. What else?
Another common issue is letting your supplier chain get too complicated without an MSP to manage it.
Just adding vendor after vendor.
Yeah. Without central governance, you end up with higher costs, inconsistent quality, maybe conflicting contracts, and definitely increased risk.
Right.
And MSP prevents that chaos.
Right. And one more.
Using Project RPO when what you really need is an ongoing scalable solution like an MSP.
So using the sprint model for a marathon need.
Perfect analogy. Project RPO is great for short bursts. But if you have continuous, fluctuating needs for contingent workers over the long term, trying to manage that with sequential project OPOs is inefficient. An MSP is built for that sustained management.
Avoiding those pitfalls seems crucial, then, to make sure the solution actually delivers on the business goals and works operationally.
It really is. Alignment is key.
Now, thinking about this, it sounds like sometimes the answer might not be just one of these. Could you, like, combine them?
Absolutely. That's a really important point. The reality today often requires more adaptability. A hybrid approach, blending these models, can be incredibly effective.
Interesting. How might that work?
Well, for example, you could use Project RPO for that initial fast scale-up phase of a big new initiative.
Yeah.
Get the core team in place quickly.
Okay.
But then maybe you deploy an MSP alongside it or phasing in afterwards to handle the ongoing governance and compliance for all contingent workers involved in that initiative and maybe others across the business.
So RPO for the launch, MSP for the long haul?
Could be. Or think about a major digital transformation. You might have an MSP managing the overall contingent workforce program, providing the governance framework.
Right.
But within that program, you might engage specialist SOW teams to deliver specific outcome-based components of the transformation, like building a new platform or migrating data.
Ah, so nesting SOWs within an MSP framework.
Exactly. It's about designing a solution that's truly tailored, using the best tool for each specific part of the challenge. It makes the whole thing more effective, more adaptable. It really highlights the flexibility needed today.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, as we start to wrap up this deep dive, let's recap a little. The main takeaway seems to be the critical importance of tailoring your workforce solutions.
Definitely. One size rarely fits all anymore.
Whether you need that rapid scaling or you're managing complex operations across borders, or you absolutely have to deliver on critical project outcomes, understanding these models, Project RPO, SOW, MSP, is really essential.
It is. They're powerful tools for navigating all that complexity. We talked about at the start, regulations, talent shortages, market shifts.
They give you options, strategic levers to pull.
That's right.
So let's leave our listeners with something to think about. A final, maybe provocative thought.
Okay. How about this? Thinking about your own work, your own organization's challenges.
Yeah.
How might you start to rethink your traditional hiring models, using what we've discussed about Project RPO, SOW, and MSP? Is there a specific area, specific project, or maybe an ongoing challenge in your work that could really benefit from one of these tailored approaches? Or maybe even from crafting your own smart hybrid strategy?
That's a great question to mull over. Where could these strategies make the biggest impact for you? Something definitely worth exploring further internally.